scumbags!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
All right, let's roll. Level two, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the Pistol Players, the Hustlers, the people that bust them. Everybody else in between, throwing it down. Twisted Tuesday edition of the program. We hope that everybody is safe. That's been in the eye of the hurricane, so to speak. Although I guess things have calmed down right now. Did wreck havoc with our studios throughout the day today, but it's good to be back up here this evening. We appreciate you joining us tonight on the Twisted Tuesday. Crazy day in sports and pretty much something for everybody today. Devin Booker steps up with a crazy game-winning shot to beat the Los Angeles Clippers. The Devin Booker hype train is growing right now online. The Portland Trailblazers hype train is growing, not online, but in the real world, as Portland are playing themselves into this playoff thing right now, the old playoff play-in, so to speak. Mike Trout had that baby. His wife had the baby. Mike Trout comes back, says that it was hard leaving her and all that type of stuff, and then he hits home run and his first at-bat. So for all, like, the sports geeks and sports nerds, like, each sport, like, people, isn't Mike Trout so great? Isn't Mike Trout so great? Everybody's got something. You know, isn't Austin Matthews so great? And the Toronto Maple Leafs. Today was just sort of one of those days in sports that there was literally something for everybody. And somehow the Florida Marlins actually won, even though they have, like, yeah, I don't know. Don Mattingly said he never even met, like, half the dudes on the team because, of course, why not? And I think the Marlins are, like, the most profitable team in baseball right now, if you break it down according to units. Speaking of profits, whoever backed the Brooklyn Nets today, cash large, largest money line upset in 27 years in the NBA, man. So, hey, 2020 just keeps on bringing it, doesn't it? Does it mean that there's troubles on the horizon for the Milwaukee Bucks? I say yes, because today's game was really no different than every other Milwaukee Buck game. It's crazy, it's high scoring, and it's freaking close. The Milwaukee Bucks are living dangerously. Toronto Raptors 2-0 in the bubble. They get the Orlando Magic. Orlando on this overrun right now. Big man on campus will step back up and we'll hang on this. Europa soccer. What? It's that crazy. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Sports late night continues. Vent your rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down with big man on campus right now. A crazy day, man. Crazy, wild, wild day in the world of sport, man. Hockey, basketball, baseball, you name it. We've got soccer. We've stayed away from the MLS, and our health has gotten better, actually, because of it. I'm even starting to grow hair now. For those of you that don't know what I look like, if you're listening on the radio, I look like Kojak. Or somebody told me Moby. Moby got me. The Moby one was pretty good. All right, so Big Man on campus is joining us right now. And Big Man, I see John in Chicago in our chat saying that, you know, am I aware that the Greek Freak and Middleton didn't play in the second half? And yeah, I am. I'm also aware that Caris LeVert and Joe Harris didn't play. The only two good guys on Brooklyn didn't play in the game. Actually. And honestly, today was one of those days. Look, they played in the first half and they didn't pull away from them. You know, Milwaukee, whatever, they sort of, you know, they took it for granted. Milwaukee, it's not the end of the world with Milwaukee, but I don't fully buy into this team, big man. I don't think you can just snap your fingers and suddenly play defense. You and I talked about the matchup last week about how, you know, you double team the Greek Freak, and basically Bledsoe or Middleton will be open, but you pick your poison and you live with it after. And quite frankly, Eric Bledsoe is not carrying you to the NBA Finals. I think this team is vulnerable. I think the Raptors are just so much better than them defensively. Milwaukee match up well. The Milwaukee play well against the Raptors. So I'm not saying, oh, the Raptors are going to roll the Milwaukee Bucks. But I thought the Bucks were vulnerable coming into this before today. And I just think they just try to outscore everybody. It's hard to win. People like these teams don't learn, big men. You need to play defense in the NBA playoffs if you really want to win a championship. I don't know if the Bucks get that.
I don't think they do because, for what it's worth, John saying that they didn't play in the second half. In the first half, what was the excuse? They gave up 73 points to a team with a starting five of Luau Cabarro, Kurucs, Lance Thomas, Tyler Johnson, and Garrett Temple. I mean, give me a break. I mean, this is also the best Eastern Conference in years. I mean, last year and this year, really good Eastern Conference. I mean, the top five or six seeds are all solid basketball teams. I'll tell you right now, with the Indiana Pacers, with Brogdon and Oladipo, and now T.J. Warren obviously playing out of his mind, yeah, that's a good basketball. There's a lot of good teams in the East, and I think you're right. I think the Bucks are the weakest number one seed in a long time to me. I don't know how they only lost 14 games during the regular season, but yeah, I don't know
they're
what
built for the regular
today
season
because
they're a regular season team. That's what they are to me.
They were embarrassing in the first half today. There was no excuse. And look, it's important to understand as well, though. I mean, they're really not playing for anything. I mean, they're not going to be caught by the Raptors as good as the Raptors have been playing. They're five games ahead of everyone else. So I get it, but the 73 points to that roster, I mean, Gabe, that could have been the worst starting five in a long time on a team in the NBA. It was ugly.
The Wizards are worse. We'll get to that. Brooklyn's going to be in the playoffs, right? This is going to be a playoff matchup, actually. This is what it's going to end up being.
Now. They moved up. Yeah, they're seven now.
That's crazy. You got to believe they end up eight. You got to believe they fall back. But I don't know. Man, people thought they're not even going to win a game. They're going to go to the bubble. They got the worst lineup, this and that. And I don't know. Basketball is weird. And I'm not writing off Milwaukee, for the record, right? I'm not saying, oh, Milwaukee don't have a chance or anything like that. But Milwaukee aren't this invincible force. I wouldn't have them favored against the Clippers. Like, Milwaukee are, the favorites to win the NBA title. Why? What have they ever done? Who's won what on that team before?
Yeah, I don't understand that at all.
Think of it. It's true, though. I'm not making it up, but you know it. Facts, right? The Bucks are the favorites to win the title. Yeah. It's why? Really? The Raptors are the defending champions. They get no respect. You got Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers. You know how hard Kawhi Leonard is to beat 4 to 7 times, bro? With Paul George and they're getting guys back in a bubble right now. The Clippers, come on. There's so many teams that are better than the Milwaukee Bucks. They're regular season to me. You know, you're not the biggest hockey guy, but they're the Tampa Bay Lightning, bro. In hockey, the Tampa Bay Lightning are the best team in the NHL every year. They beat you they skate circles around everybody. They're flashy and offensive, and they go, oh, they're amazing. There's no way they lose. And then they lose every year in the playoffs. It just sort of is. But let's get into the overnight games.
Gabe.
Yeah.
Gabe, other than Giannis, what scares you there? I'm seriously.
None of them.
On that team.
Lopez.
What scares you on that team?
Lopez? Dude, the best player after Giannis was Malcolm Brogdon, and they let him go.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Middleton's a good player, but I don't, okay. I mean, we can key in on him. I don't understand why they're a favorite either. If someone can explain
who do you think's better, Fred VanVleet or Middleton? And I'm not even talking about Lowry. I'll take VanVleet over Middleton. VanVleet plays defense too.
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I would take pretty much anyone on. I mean, I would take Siakam over Middleton. I would take. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, if you can explain to me why the Raptors are 17-1 to win the title, I'd like to hear it. Because I don't get that at all. I don't fathom that.
They were 24, so people are starting to chip away at it a little bit right now. So if people like the Raptors. I know. All right, so you were talking about it. So Philadelphia here, and you're kind of right in a sense, but What is anyone playing for? The seeding? We don't really know which teams play, you know, who they really want to play, right? There might be some teams that are like, yeah, you know, we don't even care because there's no home court anyways. So we'd actually rather just be the sixth seed than avoid this team or that team, et cetera. But you raised a good point, something I'm glad you brought up, actually. T.J. Warren. T.J. Warren's bringing a whole new dynamic to this Pacer team right now that they haven't had in past years, which is offense. And, you know, the dude's legit, man. You know, the guy's hanging, you know, 25, 28 a game in the bubble here. And he's bringing it, like, you know, routinely. You get Brogdon, who's one of the better defensive players in the league. Oladipo is a good player. He gets hurt a lot, but he's a good player. The T.J. Warren factor makes them a much more dangerous team. Like, it throws them in the mix, too, where they can hang with anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it firsthand the other night against the Sixers. They're really solid. And, you know, they're doing it without Sabonis as well. I mean, Miles Turner's a really solid big for them. I like the Pacers a lot. They're not a team I would want to face at this point. I mean, with as good as Warren's played and the other two guards they have some really good depth as well. The Holiday brothers and McConnell, and they're really kind of what I wish the Sixers were, frankly. I mean, it's actually scary to think if they would have Sabonis. And look, Sabonis may be back. I don't think he's totally out for the season. He could be back at some point. So I think they're kind of being weary with him right now just because these games, you want to have him fresh for the playoffs. But, yeah, as far as the Sixers are concerned, Gabe, I got to tell you, I think you should be put in a mental institution if you lay points at this team. I'm serious. I don't understand how you can do it. On the, you know, on a neutral court, this group is 19-22 this season as a favorite. I mean, that's 42% cover. They're just not covering. Defensively, they've been laughable in the first
they
two games.
They should smash Washington, but I'm not laying the
they
points.
They should. But
I'm not. I don't trust
them.
They should have
smashed the Pacers the other night without Brogdon, and Oladipo, you know, was in and out, and Turner didn't play very much. They should have smashed that team, but they lost outright by six and gave up 127 points. They should have smashed the Spurs last night and barely won. You know, they're
games
just not
to catch
that good
my
a
eye.
Basketball team.
You know, yeah. Looking, so the Spurs are getting five against the Nuggets. The Spurs are playing for something, and these teams seem to be playing pretty loosely right now. Like in the bubble, they're not like feeling the pressure of, oh, we better win, we better win. Seems like they're just running and gunning and having fun. So the 5 points attracted me, and I see the Lakers are minus six against OKC. And the Lakers have wrapped up the top seed, guys. Like, I would expect LeBron to start sitting. Like, all right, well, one more segment with Big Man on the other side. The show's flying by here tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage late night continues. I'm Morenci. Passes 120 minutes in sports. Man, this show's just flown by this evening, despite the fact that we had some hurricane issues earlier. So we'll hook up with Kurtz once his Islanders move forward. Kurtz is in the eye of the storm in Long Island, New York. Our studio's in Manhattan, and there were power outages all day long. Throughout the New York City area, some parts are back, some parts were not. And basically in today's modern day and age, man, you got towers and computers here and there and everywhere else. And, you know, we've got like our connections go through like New York and Florida and like California. It's like, you know, land of earthquakes and hurricanes and crazy people. All right. Big Man on Campus. Kicking it with us now. But we appreciate the work of people in the late night hours here to get us on the air because, you know, earlier in the day, it was dark. It was off. It was dark, shut down, you know, 70-mile-an-hour winds and all that type of stuff. So thank you to the team for getting us on the air this evening in the middle of a hurricane. Great stuff. I sound kind of insincere when I say that, but I mean it. I sincerely mean it. All right, Big Man on Campus, kick it with us right now. I want to get into some soccer, Big Man, with you, but let's just blast through somebody's NBA game. So I was talking about the Lakers. The Lakers have already wrapped up the top seed. I would expect LeBron James, man, they're already thin as it is, this roster. We talk about their lack of point guard, and LeBron is the de facto point guard. He's got to carry this team. He's got to be on the court 42-plus minutes a game, essentially, in the playoffs. Listen, LeBron likes that. He's a stat guy. He's padded his stats in his career by being on the court all the time. I give him credit, man. The guy's a machine at 34 still. So, but with all that being stated, now that the Lakers have officially wrapped up that one seed, they're going to take a little bit of the edge off here. And you're going to get Oklahoma City that's still playing for something, a competitive team getting 6 points. I'm going to be looking at the underdog in this game, Big Man. What's your take on that one?
Yeah, I agree with you. We've talked about some of the Lakers' problems, you know, obviously with some of the guard issues. And, you know, at this point, you're right. What are they playing for? You've got to think you'd want to maybe give Anthony Davis a little bit of a respite. You know, let some of these younger guys get in there and play. They need all the depth they can get as they head into the playoffs. Yeah, I agree with you. Houston playing for a lot here. Obviously, the loss just a couple hours ago obviously hurt a little bit. But, yeah, I'm going to be looking towards the dog. I'm going to be looking towards the dog in a couple of these games. This one particularly, just before the break, you mentioned San Antonio and Denver. You know, I watched that Denver-Oklahoma City game the other night. And, look, I'm going to tell you right now, Nikola Jokic took Steven Adams to school. He absolutely destroyed Steven Adams all night. And I think my big concern in this game tomorrow is how he doesn't do the same, Jokic. I mean, you look at the Spurs at this point, no LaMarcus Aldridge, Trey Lyles is out. They're down to basically Jakob Poeltl and Drew Eubanks as their two bigs. Doesn't really bode well against Jokic. But the problem that Denver has here is they're still going to be without Will Barton and Gary Harris. Jamal Murray's questionable, probably won't play either. So for me, I just have a lot of concerns about Denver laying points here. I just don't think they're a very good basketball team without those three starters. I know it kind of hurt me the other night when I mentioned fading Denver, but San Antonio's got some players, Gabe. We obviously, you know about DeMar DeRozan. You know, Rudy Gay looks timeless. Keldon Johnson, the young kid out of Kentucky's look good. Derek White, just a great scorer. DeJounte Murray. This is going to be a dog I'll be looking to grab tomorrow. I'm hoping we can maybe get six here. I worry about Jokic, but I'm willing to let him get his. I think the rest of the guards will keep it close for San Antonio.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I think it comes down to the wire. I think it'll be a close game. And, you know, San Antonio do have matchup problems inside, but they're scoring, and they're just running and gunning right now. They're just taking it to the rack. Very aggressive. Murray had a nice game the other night. DeMar is just Mr. Consistent out there. Looking at the history between these two teams, they played in February, and it was a 127-120 game. They got up to 247 points. I'd be surprised if this one they don't get after it as well. You know, you saw with the Sixers, the Spurs are trying to push the pace. They're kind of talent challenge, right? They know they don't have say. They can't play a half-court big man, right? Like Popovich is like, it's all systems go with San Antonio. But I'm thinking the same way here. I just can't trust Memphis enough right now. Washington, I can't trust either. San Antonio, I will. Oklahoma City, I can. The Raptors are one of these teams, bro, where it's like, wow, you can't take them again, can you? And it's like, remember we talked about them the other night. Good call by you. You said you'd go up to 3.5. They won the game by 4. So they ended up winning the game by 4 against the Miami Heat. Now, you know, they're laying 6, 6.5 against the Orlando Magic. And it's like, well, are they going to be as up for this? You know, now they're laying a couple of more points. But really, then you ask yourself deep inside, do you really want to bet against this Raptor team? I know I won't. Like, it's either Raptors or pass in any Raptor game for me, basically. What do you make of this?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to go against the Raptors, but I have a feeling I'm going to maybe consider it. I mean, this game was quickly bet down. This open 7.5 is quickly bet down to 6.5. The Magic obviously are playing for seeding purposes. I guess my whole thing is, like, do you want to play the Bucks or do you want to play the Raptors? I won't be on this game just because I don't want to bet against the Raptors right now. And, you know, the Magic, I still look at this roster and, like, I kind of wonder, how are they a team that, like, is so solid? Like, this roster is not great. I don't know how they do so well. I mean, outside of Vucevic and, like, you know, Aaron Gordon, like, there's just a lot of average players. Look at the, like, Gabe, look at their roster and tell me, like, how do they win? Like, how are they in the playoff hunt? Like, I feel like Fournier's, this roster should be like.
Fournier's, you know, okay. He's just, he's inconsistent, though, like Fournier. But Evan Fournier is better than people realize.
Like,
I know. And listen, Aaron Gordon, not that great either. He's a good dunker, but you know what I mean? He's okay. You got Terrence Ross.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's kind of crazy, like, how they, like, done well.
They got a bunch of castaways. They played the Raptors in the playoffs last year. They won the first game, and then they lost the next four. It's not good. And actually, if we want to get into it here, the Raptors have actually covered five straight times against them. They beat them by 7. They beat them by 16. They beat them by 9. They beat them by 19. They beat them by 22. And they beat them by 5. So they're sort of beating them in all different sort of type of ways. The Raptors have. I don't know. Like, now that it's come down a little bit, you talked about it. So Orlando's just on this overrun 15 in a row, right? Toronto aren't, like, people are sort of would be scared and think, oh, Toronto is so good defensively. Toronto games go over every now and then. They get in the track meets.
Yeah, I think for me, though, like, we look at Orlando, and it's weird that they've been on such an overstreak because pace-wise, they're one of the slowest teams in the NBA. I think they're 4 slowest in the NBA. Toronto kind of, you know, middle, upper to pack, but, you know, both these teams play pretty good defense. I'm going to call it right now. I think the streak ends tomorrow. I think 224 could be a little high. I feel like this is probably, you know, 112, you know, 106, something like that. This just screams under to me, but I think it's last stand day for some of these teams tomorrow. You know, teams like,
you know,
the Grizzlies,
what's crazy, big man?
And, you know, teams like that. Yeah.
The last 10, I'm looking here, the last 10 times that they've played, the highest total is 216.5 between these two teams.
Yeah, it seems under this game. I mean, it's just, you have two solid defenses, two teams that I think, it's really going to be about who can control the pace, because Toronto is a little bit quicker than we might think. You know, Orlando obviously near the bottom. But, you know, I think matchup-wise, it's kind of a decent matchup for Orlando. I think they can match up. But you lose Jonathan Isaac, though, too, Gabe, who's one of their better defenders. So
that's
kind of a big loss. You know, it's probably not a big game I'm going to wager on. I'm kind of solely looking at Denver-San Antonio. And, you know, I think Boston crushes the Nets. I guess we'll see who plays. That's going to be kind of the big thing. If we get this a G League lineup we got today, I will gladly fade them because today was their one in a million game. If they play tomorrow, I think they get their teeth caved in. So, you know, there's a lot to look at here on this card. I think the dogs will bark. Does Oklahoma City bounce back here against the Lakers? I think you talked about that. There's a lot to kind of like here with this card.
You know, I know we got big card Julio on hold here. But we're going to a break in 2 minutes. I don't want to rush Julio. So we'll get Julio on the other side here. And before we get you out of here, big man, and thanks for stepping up and in here this evening. Europa, anything catch your eye here? No rest for the wicked. Champions League, Europa, and the Philadelphia Union. I'm not going to lie. The MLS, like, it, you know, after that LAFC game last Friday, I was just done with it, bro. I'm like, I can't take this anymore. I'm getting too frustrated. But they're down to the final four. Right now, any opinion on the Union game, and what do you make of the Europa card?
Yeah, that's exactly how I thought about it with the MLS. I just kind of tuned out and kind of, there's just so much other stuff on. But yeah, the only game I played in Europa, I've actually already played it. I took Inter Milan. I laid it. I didn't mind laying the 160 here. I think they take care of Getafe tomorrow. They're just a better team. They're playing well right now. Getafe they've won once, I think, over the last 11 games. Just not playing real well out of La Liga. I like Inter Milan. I think they get the job done tomorrow.
Big Man on Campus. Follow him on Twitter at Jeff Nadeau. Big Man on Campus. Great stuff, Big Man. Thanks for taking the time to be with us as always. We'll catch up with you later in the week.
Sounds good. See you guys.
I got to say, though, I don't know if the hurricane, it's almost like, you know, when someone falls and they hit their head and they feel better, Yang. Seems like everything sounds better now, like post-hurricane. I mean, that's what we needed, a hurricane.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Sports Rage late night, 844-843-6879. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down here on this Twisted Tuesday Hurricane edition of the program. Great job in the pit, considering the circumstances, dealing with things. Reminds me of, I was watching WKRP the other night, and it's amazing how accurate, it really is amazing how accurate that show portrays the radio business. It really does. Like, yeah, it's amazing. Like, and that show was done in like the early 80s, and here it is now. It stands the test of time 40 plus years later. How you know, the stories, the scripts, and everything else, it's just so such a funny show. WKRP in Cincinnati. All right, so the unders have been cashing like crazy in the NHL hubs. The playoff games have been going under the number, except the bubble, the hub got burst a little bit today as far as the totals were concerned. 4-2 Islanders. Islanders-Panthers, 4-2 final score. 4-2 Predators over the Coyotes final score. 6-2 Flames over the Jets final score. The Jackets and the Leafs went under. The Canes and the Rangers managed to stay under. And the Vancouver Canucks, even their series with the Minnesota Wild, a pretty intense series they've got going on here. 4-3 final score. So before we go to the pipelines, let's just check the hockey schedule right now. We went over the NBA schedule for tomorrow. The New York Islanders looking for a sweep, and there's no rest for the Panthers right now. And this, you know, yeah, we've talked about it in the past, but this is where normally a team would have a couple of days off, there'd be a change of venue, and they could regroup. There's no regrouping right now if you're the Florida Panthers. And psychologically, it's tough. It's not like, oh, we're going home for a couple of games, but we'll win. It's like, man, we've got to win like the next three games in a row on this ice, like right now, starting tomorrow. And, you know, these guys are better than we are. Florida have a problem. I think it's going to be a sweep. I think the Islanders sweep them. Bust out the brooms. It's going to be a sweep. Nashville and Arizona are playing again already. So basically the Islanders and the Panthers are at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. Then Nashville and Arizona, 2:30 Eastern time. Pittsburgh and Montreal in prime time at 8:00 Eastern, and Edmonton and Chicago are the nightcap. So both those series are tied up at one, and both of them have been entertaining in their own way, in which Pittsburgh's just dominating Montreal, but Carey Price is keeping the Habs in it. And Edmonton, Chicago is just old school, you know, crazy offensive hockey. You like 1980 style hockey, then Edmonton and Chicago is for you. And speaking of Chicago, the Windy City, the smooth pipes of the Windy City. Big card, Julio steps up and in the late night hours. What's going on, Julio?
Don't sleep on the Chicago White Sox. They're on a six-game winning streak. Dogs once again last night, tonight.
I have
cashed
been.
Over the Milwaukee Brewers. Very nice of you, Gabe. Very nice.
I have been sleeping on them because I haven't been betting against them, but I haven't been riding this streak, and it's tough. And I you know, listen, that's why you're big card, Julio. No amount of sports for you, Julio, is too much. Like, I can't imagine, like, when the Olympics, your card you're going to have on every sport. But, like, even me, I talk about it's like you got hockey, you got basketball, and, you know, you got baseball going on. But even me, I'm like, oh, yeah, I missed that start. 6:10, they started the baseball game. And because, you know, I got all this big money on a hockey game. But, yeah, the White Sox on a roll right now.
Well, yeah, I want to preface again for all the listeners. I am a volume player in terms of my card, but I play in small units to try to work my way up. So I'm not playing like 17 games and saying a couple $100 on each match. It's high volume, but small units to work my way up. So I say that again as the Rageaholics grow across the world. So I'll be brief with my plays here, Gabe. I'm going back with the White Sox. They've won six in a row. They're now favorites tomorrow with Dallas Keuchel pitching against the Brewers. I'm taking the Sox -1 at -107 as they look for seven in a row. Let's go to the Europa League. Both teams are scoring over 2.5 in Shakhtar Donetsk against Wolfsburg. Shakhtar from Ukraine. They're one of the powers in Ukraine. They've barely lost since they returned to their season. I love this match going over the number again. Both teams to score over 2.5 at -115. Inter Milan, I like big man on campus is what he was just talking about. Inter Milan, I love this price, -155 against Getafe. Getafe were 1-5-5 in the return in La Liga, while Inter were 8-4-1 to work their way up to second place. Inter money line. Plus, I like Inter Milan -1 at +116. Inter Milan and over 1.5 goals at +108. Give me the Twins run line at -114. Give me the Islanders at -125 and under 5.5 goals at, I forgot what the price, but I like under 5.5 goals. Boston, Tampa Bay, under 5.5 at -108. Manchester United, -1.5 at -155 and -2 at -110. Inter Milan, Manchester United parlay at -101. Both teams will work for any other parlays that you people may like tomorrow as well. Give me the Twins, Man United, Inter Milan, and over 1.5 goals in the Hawks game at +402. Over 1.5 in the Blackhawks game at -162. Over 2 at +118. Over 6, over 6.5, and over 8.5 goals at +380. Take care, Gabe.
Big card, Julio. Wow. I think his new nickname is.
You can't imagine that game.
Be bigger.
I think that game's
going
to go. There should be 10 goals in that game, right? Who's playing defense for Chicago? I can't name a guy who's going to play defense for the Blackhawks tomorrow. And I imagine Connor McDavid's going to score at least 2 anytime goal scorer. Has got to be a good one for Connor McDavid tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. The way this stuff goes, tomorrow will probably be 3-2. You know what I mean?
It could be a 1-0 shootout. It could be a 1-0 defensive duel, right?
Yeah, like it's gonna be all weird, but I don't see why it doesn't go over again. It's hard to get in front, but yeah, we're gonna start calling you bigger card, Julio. I'm actually wondering, like in America, who could have more plays than you? You know what I mean?
There's a guy Greg Peterson in Vegas who bets side and totals for every baseball, college basketball game. So you have to imagine for college basketball card, that's what, almost 300 plays a night?
You're there.
I just go to Costco. I go to Costco for a few items, Gabe.
All right, big card. Julio, may the winners be yours.
Yeah, take care.
It's a big card. Yeah, bigger card. Massive card, Julio. I got to come up with a new nickname. Massive card, Julio. Hey, listen, I can't... I'm not all of us with everything that's going on right now. When you look at the amount of plays at the end of the day, it is crazy. At times today, I had 13, 14. I think I might have had 17 bets going on at once today, actually, which is a little bit too much. It is a little bit too much. Because, you know, listen, everybody has a different approach. Whatever's working for you, right? So Julio likes to play the board and play smaller units and have fun with it. You know, you play, if you play the board and you're playing $100 a game or $200 a game or even $50 a prop and stuff like that, the juice can add up and a couple of bad losses can put you in a hole pretty quickly. And that's where I get, you know, I've been more disciplined than I used to be since the return, but I've still got caught up at times where I pull the trigger on too many things. I pull a big card Morenci, and it's pretty much props that have been getting me. And listen, you guys know I kill NFL props, pretty good with NBA props, but you know, the bubble is a weird place, man. Right? And another thing is, too, like they've played two, three games now in the bubble, some teams going into four games and stuff. And you have to wonder, like, they've been playing on adrenaline. Like, how are they going to hit a bubble wall? You know what I'm saying? Is there going to be a bubble wall? They're going to keep this thing going. And we talked about it earlier with Big Man on Campus. The Lakers have wrapped up the top seed. The Lakers can't improve anything right now. And honestly, if you're the Lakers, guys, you can't afford to lose anybody. You've already lost too many people. You already lost Rajon Rondo. You already lost Avery Bradley, who opted out. You know what I mean? You cannot afford to lose anybody, specifically a big-time player. I got to believe. Like, looking at this right now, put it this way, guys. We're getting the best team in the NBA against the spread in the Oklahoma City Thunder, getting 6 points against a Laker team that is playing for absolutely nothing, just wrapped up the top seed in the West, cannot improve their standing, and is already kind of thin. I don't believe LeBron's going to be out there for 42 minutes tomorrow night. And in fact, this is a game that will recommend pulling the trigger overnight here. Now, full disclosure, we should tell you, as far as OKC are concerned, their only injury situation is Dennis Schroeder's not going to be playing. I know a lot of people call him Schroeder. And listen, I'm not the pronunciation king. God knows, right? But it's actually Schroeder. It's not Schroeder. It's Schroeder. Schroeder, say it. Chowda, it's Schroeder. He's German. He's German. Dennis Schroeder. Yeah, he's a German dude. So Dennis Schroeder left the bubble. He left the hub. Not due to, I don't know, there's no drama or anything like that. He had another kid. I'd be lying to you if I told you I knew whether it was a wife, a girlfriend, or another kid. All I know is it said Dennis Schroeder has left the bubble for the birth of his second child and will be back in a couple of days. They get Terrence Ferguson back, though. They get Terrence Ferguson back, though. So, this is a game, guys, that I'm going to recommend playing overnight. And we talked about it last week about baseball overnight, and there's a lot of movement with baseball, but we know Oklahoma City's not resting people. Oklahoma City are trying to win basketball games. Like, they're plummeting right now. Like, the West is crazy, man. They're in sixth place right now. They could fall. They could climb. They're within getting to fourth place. Oklahoma City aren't resting people. And the Lakers just wrapped it up and can't afford injury. I got to believe that in between now and tip-off tomorrow night, word's going to come out, oh, yeah, AD's not playing, or AD's limited minutes, LeBron limited, etc. I'm going to play this now. I don't think the line's going up, I'll tell you that. Is it going to go up? Is it going to be 7.5? I'm willing to bet no. I'm pulling a trigger right now, plus six.
Thanks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
I can't believe we only got a couple of minutes left here, but we do. So we'll get into gambling strategy. We can talk to Teddy about this later in the week. Ted Savransky, Teddy Covers. You know, there's different ways. I always tell people, never listen to anybody that tells you not to do something. You know what I mean? I always tell people that about gambling. People always ask me, Renzi, they're like, you know what? I play two-team parlays. Is that right, or should I do it? And I tell them, is it working for you? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, well, then don't change it, right? Like, whatever's working. If you're betting unders, then you're betting overs. You're betting, you bet one or two games a night, or you bet 20 games a night. If it's working for you, then do it, right? There's no one way. There really isn't. I've been all over the place, trust me. And we don't have time to get into this, unfortunately. The show goes by too fast. It's that damn good. But I've heard it all, man. Listen to dropouts, preachers, and fools, you know, like Ozzy stated. But I'm telling you, like, I've spoken to people that are heavyweights. I knew one dude, man. He played three games a night, $75,000 a game. Three games a night, $75,000 a game. And his strategy was like, listen, if I go 2-1, you know, it's okay. You know, hopefully you go 3-0, but you go 2-1, you show a profit. You go 1-2, you can get it back, etc. You know, I've had other guys that are big time dudes that tell me, you know, man, you bet one game, man. You bet one game like every 2-3 days that you see a spot, you jump in, you bet that one game only. You look at Billy Waters. Billy. One of the, you know, the most famous gambler and successful, one of the most successful gamblers in American sports betting history. Dude was high volume, man. The guy had like 82 bets a game and stuff, you know, a night. Like, you know what I mean? He'd have like, you know, seven Pac-10 games and Pac-12 games and SEC this. And, you know, he'd have guys playing, you know, the slots. And, you know what I mean? Like, there's different strategies, man. If there was just one way, then obviously people would do it. Right? Like someone telling you how to play blackjack. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.